When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another video here with fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Today, we're having a look at one of the big questions that we are trying to answer in the FPL community at the moment, and that is which of the premiums we should be owning in our team. We're going to cover five of them today. We're going to have a look at Darwin, Bruno, De Bruyne, Salah, Kane. And of course, we've got Haaland poking out in the corner there. There's not too much to cover, as I don't really think there's that much of a debate if anyone's going to go against Haaland. It's more as a punt that hope he doesn't return to form like he was before. But we don't need to go into a lot of detail about whether you should own him. Before we go any further, if you have not already, let's spread the Christmas cheer. Drop a like on the video. Make sure you subscribe to Fantasy Football Scout and let's dive into the video. So what we're going to start with is having a look at a bit of a data table. So at the top, we've got the predicted points. And then at the bottom, we have the fixtures over the next 7 weeks, the predicted points taken from the Fantasy Football Scout members area for the next six game weeks. Straight away, again, the reason we're not going to talk loads about Erling Haaland is because he does rank first for predicted points in the majority of the games. He also ranks first overall for predicted points over the next six games and actually even ranks top for value. Despite him being more expensive and us having options like Fernandes, like Darwin in here, he's still the best value option for the points he's going to return per million. So if there are any of you who even have a slight bit of doubt about whether you should be owning Erling Haaland in your game week 17 team, let me put that to rest. Let me completely dispel that. You need to have him in your team. He'll be the highest owned captain player. They also potentially have two double game weeks on the horizon as well. One of the big things that we will look at is those double game weeks coming up. Of course, Manchester City have that double game week in game week 23 and potentially have another game week in game week 20. Now, the reason this double is not actually confirmed is because of either of the FA Cup games for Manchester City or for Tottenham, which is the fixture that's going to be added in game week 20, go to a replay, which takes place after game week 19, then that fixture will not be a double game week. So if both of those teams either go through or go out in their first game and they don't have to go to a replay, then that'll be absolutely fine. There'll be the extra double in game week 20 and then game week 23 for Manchester City as well. What this means straight away is that it looks like a Manchester City triple up, if that double in game week 20 is confirmed, from game week 20 to 23, where they have two extra fixtures compared to any other team, looks like almost essential when you are picking your team or planning for your team to go into game week 20. Now, you then have to think which of those Manchester City players are most likely to start all of those games or as many of those games as we think they possibly can. Of course, Haaland is going to be in our teams and then we look elsewhere. Cancelo in defence, of course, not a player we're going to talk about in this video, is probably the most nailed out of the defenders. Akanji is a cheap alternative. Kyle Walker is a cheap alternative. But with the amount of rotation in that defence, do you really expect them to play all of those six games? There is a little bit of doubt in my mind. I do think Cancelo has the best chance. And then when you look further forward at midfield, there is a lot of players. De Bruyne is the one that you'd expect to have the highest chance of playing as many minutes across those two double game weeks compared to any of those other players. You could take the gamble on the likes of Phil Foden. Again, how many of those do you think he plays? Maybe he misses one or two. It depends how much we see him start over the first few game weeks. So planning for game week 20 to 23, having triple Manchester City is going to be bordering on essential. There will be triple captaincies played as well for Manchester City, particularly in game week 23 when they do have that Aston Villa fixture as well. So then we look elsewhere at what other premiums we may be wanting in our team. The others we've got here, we've got Harry Kane, we've got Bruno Fernandes, and then we've got Salah and Darwin as well. And if we're saying that we want De Bruyne for game weeks 20 to 23, we only really need to look at the first three game weeks, 17, 18, 19, if it means that the premiums we're going to get are going to be made to the jump to go and get De Bruyne in game week 20. Tottenham, their fixtures, Brentford away, Crystal Palace away, and Aston Villa at home is good. No Richarlison though, it depends how that's going to impact them. Son, Kane went quite deep into the World Cup. He probably should be back and have sort of a week and a half's training before those sort of game week 17 fixtures. So should be fine to start. Manchester United have by far the best fixtures. Nottingham Forest at home, Wolves away, Bournemouth at home, a great three fixtures for them. And then Liverpool as well. Aston Villa, Leicester and Brentford in their first three before game week 20, where it is the Manchester City double game week. If we look back up at the top at predicted points, Mo Salah does well. He ranks second in two of the three game weeks. The other one that does well is Bruno Fernandes. Now, he ranks second for predicted points in game week 17, only behind Erling Haaland. And he actually ranks first in game week 19, where Manchester City go away to Chelsea. If you did want to look at a differential captain, Manchester United and Bruno Fernandes at home to Bournemouth could be a fantastic option. You could also go for Liverpool away at Brentford. You could also go for Spurs away at Crystal Palace as well. All of those are good alternative captains if you do fancy moving away for Haaland, but also Bruno Fernandes in there in game week 19 against Bournemouth.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The captaincy does play a big part in what you will decide to do, and I'm not necessarily going to give you a complete outright because it will depend on how comfortable you are in potentially moving away from Haaland. Game week 19 is the big one. Chelsea away. Are you still going to captain Haaland in that one, or are you going to look for another option? If that is the case, then Bruno Fernandes potentially goes up in your ranking that you might want him for the first three, and then you can look to move him on to potentially to Kevin De Bruyne in game week 20. But if you're not going to captain him, you might just want to look at the player who you think is going to score the most points over those first three game weeks combined, which is probably looking at the likes of Salah, given the predicted points that he has over those first three game weeks. Now, the other one that we have in here is Darwin. Now, he's predicted to score the lowest amount of points out of any of these premiums, but does a bit better when you look at him in terms of value that he can offer. So, one of the big things that a lot of us will be looking to do is have Haaland, Darwin, and one more premium. The reason this is important is if we're saying from game week 20 onwards, we're not going to have Salah because we're going to want De Bruyne potentially, then having Darwin in your team still gives you a bite of that Liverpool attack, with Jota and Diaz likely to be out for at least game weeks 20, 21 for Jota, and then a lot longer for Darwin as well. Having Salah, the player that you're likely to sell to go and get De Bruyne if you want to go that way, having Darwin allows you to cover that Liverpool attack. One of the other big things to think about is the alternatives that you could have to a lot of these players. For Harry Kane, alternative you could have for a cheap option to in that team is Kulusevski. Again, without Richarlison, looks like he's going to be pretty nailed to play. Of course, didn't go to the World Cup. Darwin, there's no real cheaper alternative that you could save money on. You either have Darwin or you don't and you decide to go without him. You have Salah, you could again have an alternative, which is Darwin. He is the cheaper Liverpool attacker if you want him. For Manchester United, you have Bruno, but you could downgrade to the likes of Marcus Rashford or even Martial up front. And then De Bruyne, you have Phil Foden. Now, I'm not saying coverage is a thing, but you might want to think about, if I'm not going to have a Spurs player for that double game week, could I go for Kulusevski, for example, if I'm going to go and have Kevin De Bruyne for his two doubles? So you've got to think about, okay, it's not just about the single player that I have, but who I could potentially replace in the other space in my starting lineup. If I look at those, I do like Kulusevski now that there is no Richarlison. It looks like he's going to be pretty nailed. I like Darwin a lot. He's in my current draft. I also like Marcus Rashford a lot. He's in my current draft as well. The big thing for me is you need to decide whether you think Phil Foden is likely to play enough minutes across game week 20 to 23 for it to be fine to go without Kevin De Bruyne. Personally, at the moment, I don't think that's going to be the case. We'll have to see in game weeks the likes of 17, 18, 19, how many minutes he's playing. But personally, I think I will want Kevin De Bruyne, especially given how hot on form he has looked, Kevin De Bruyne, over the start of the friendlies before game week 17 returns. So returning back to the options that we've got, what we've seen is Haaland has to be in your team from game week 17 onwards. There's no doubt about that. De Bruyne from game week 20 through to 23, when they potentially have two doubles, if they get confirmed, looks like you don't want to go without him unless you do want to gamble that the likes of Phil Foden is going to play enough minutes over those game weeks for Manchester City. Then you have to look, if you aren't going with De Bruyne, at Darwin at 9 million. If he's going to be starting up front for Liverpool at 9 million, he looks like a great option and should allow you to have Haaland another premium plus Darwin. So Haaland for me and Darwin are going to be very popular. And this leaves one space in your team for Bruno Fernandes, Kevin De Bruyne, Mo Salah or Harry Kane. For me, even in game week 19, I'm quite happy to captain Salah against Brentford if I decide to move off Haaland. Bruno Fernandes, I think Marcus Rashford is a fantastic alternative. Playing on that left-hand side, even with Martial up front, could be a great option. De Bruyne is a player that I do want from game week 20, but I do think I will try and chance it from game week 17, 18, 19 with a potential alternative. And finally, Harry Kane, I'm going to go without. So ranking these guys, in my personal opinion, in order, Haaland number one, with Darwin second because of his value, Salah third, closely followed by De Bruyne in fourth, Harry Kane in fifth, and then Bruno Fernandes last, just because of the alternatives you can have in that Manchester City lineup. Let me know what you think. I have Haaland, Darwin and Salah in my draft. I will then move Salah to Kevin De Bruyne in game week 20. If that double game week does get confirmed, I could even potentially move someone else like Kulusevski, who I'm likely to start with, into Phil Foden if it looks like Phil Foden is going to get a lot of minutes. Let me know which of these you're going to start with. Is anyone going for Bruno? I do fancy him, but I just don't think I have space given the other premiums I do want in my game week 17 wildcard lineup. Thank you all so much for watching. Like the video if you have not already. Enjoy Christmas. We'll be back with a video after Christmas as well. There'll be plenty of videos over on my channel, a video every single day between now and the game week 17 deadline. If you haven't checked out my own channel, there'll be a link above, link in the description. It's FPL Harry on YouTube. Thank you so much for watching. Like and subscribe before you go, and I'll be back again next week.